Good morning. Cold high pressure is locked in across interior New York and New England, bringing us a clear cold night again. And most places are waking up in the lower to mid-teens this morning. Some single digits are common, especially across the higher terrain, with temperatures even down towards zero in parts of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. A little bit of a breeze from time to time, creating a wind chill, but not a major problem this morning. And as we get deeper into the day, a southerly wind flow will develop as that high departs off the eastern seaboard. Sunshine will give way to clouds as the storm system evolves along the east coast, but this will not stop temperatures from climbing past freezing and into the middle 30s for afternoon highs. Flurries and snow showers will break out well in advance of this storm later today and tonight, with a little light dust in spots possible by this evening. Overnight tonight, clouds will thicken as the storm intensifies rapidly and works its way up the coast. The winds will increase as well. Temperatures will drop into the teens and lower 20s on average with scattered snow showers. Some places will wake up with a little light dust of snow on the ground, but the most significant snowfall will be in easternmost New England late tonight and into the day tomorrow. As the storm rapidly intensifies through the day tomorrow, the winds will gust at times to 30, even 40 miles per hour during the day. Light snow showers will taper off as the storm moves away, but the wind will persist through the afternoon, even up to 50 miles per hour across the higher terrain. So with the sunshine coming back and that northwest wind, highs will stay in the upper 20s and lower 30s. High pressure will build in overnight and into the day on Thursday we'll have sunshine. Some high clouds will move in later on in the day on Thursday, and temperatures will push up into the lower 40s. Another storm system will approach on Friday from the west and work its way through the Great Lakes. On this track, even milder air will work its way in, and highs will be in the lower 50s with a good chance of rain for the second half of the day on Friday and into Friday night. We'll dry it out temporarily into Saturday morning with some sunshine, but another system will work its way up from the Tennessee Valley for the second half of the day Saturday with another chance of rain. Highs will be well into the 40s. Any clouds on Sunday morning will give way to increasing sunshine behind this system. We'll be in the upper 40s again, and then high pressure will keep it dry with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the lower 50s on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a blizzard watch is out for Cape Cod, Nantucket, and Martha's Vineyard from late tonight through tomorrow afternoon. The powerful nor'easter expected to move up the coast over the next 24 to 36 hours will produce heavy snow for the Cape and the islands, as well as wind gusts to 60 miles per hour. Snowfall accumulations will range from 6 to 10 inches with considerable blowing and drifting snow along with low visibility. Further north and east, blizzard warnings have been issued for down east Maine from Bar Harbor up to Eastport. 8 to 12 inches of snow can be expected in these locations, with wind gusts to 55 miles per hour through the day tomorrow. Offshore waters east of Cape Cod are under a hurricane force wind warning. Winds associated with the approaching storm could exceed 80 knots or 90 miles per hour tomorrow afternoon as seas build to 25 to 40 feet. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Minneapolis, Minnesota at 9:53 Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Asturias, Spain at 5:43 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility under clear skies, 8 below zero, with a west wind at 14 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 27 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 18 degrees, the dew point 10. 71% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.10, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 below zero at Embarrass, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy in the upper 30s, Boston increasing clouds in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with scattered flurries and highs in the middle 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 30 degrees, the low 13. The average temperature 22, that's 16 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall for the month, 5.9 inches of snow, which is 2.8 inches below normal. and 71.1 inches for the season, which is 15.9 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 48 degrees, the average low, 29. The record high, 74, set in 1910, and the record low, 0, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:50 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:13 p.m., 12 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny with increasing late-day clouds today and highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight and lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today, a few flurries or snow showers possible later with highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight and lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny with light snow showers or flurries today and highs in the lower to mid-30s. Cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight and lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today, a few flurries or snow showers possible later, and highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today, a few flurries or snow showers possible later, with highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning snow showers, increasing sun, windy though, and cold, with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Thursday, milder, lower 40s. Cloudy with rain likely the second half of the day Friday, lower 50s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday with afternoon and evening rain in the mid to upper 40s. Increasing sun Sunday, upper 40s and lower 50s with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.